Welcome back to the Let's Dig Into That podcast, where our mission is to spark honest, thoughtful conversations and promote deeper connection and understanding with a focus on culture, relationships, and ideas that shape the world. And who's next to me doing this with me? As always, it is your soon-to-be favorite podcast host. From coast to coast, it's Jordan, everybody. How are you, baby?
You know, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. What is that behind your boat? It's my man in full-on float. He's the captain in the sea. It's my land manatee.
Oh!
I should have landed on the JT. I see that now.
No, you got it.
But that's him. That's him right here.
Most people don't know. Manatees are my favorite animal. You did mention that I adopted a manatee when I was a kid. That's because I asked for one for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So my parents went ahead and adopted me one that I then had to give my entire allowance to for years.
It was fun for them, still, I bet. I bet they really enjoyed that little cute lesson.
And I definitely have a manatee tattoo, but great intro, babe.
His manatee tattoo is dressed in a little top hat and tails.
He's fancy.
He's fancy like a peanut.
He's got
like
a bubble pipe.
He's blowing bubbles. Oh, it's pretty cute.
Love it.
So if you are thinking about adopting a manatee, they need your love.
Absolutely.
Ooh, you know, I did talk to a girlfriend today, and I'm going to just have to bring this little bit to you. So she's telling me about soccer practice and school getting restarted and et cetera. So
Okay. All
of the activities, the Boy Scouts, things are back on track.
Okay.
Which means sex night's back on track.
Sex night.
Yes. And they have such a hectic schedule.
Okay, I know who this is now.
Yes, and I wish I could phone in a friend, but she has no idea, but she will be proud. Big advocate for sex night, and I have known this about her, and she is all about mixing it up, you know, having a little bit of spontaneity in a relationship, and they've been together, I want to say, 18 years or so.
Okay.
Now, 17, 18.
That's real.
And so love these two. But I was like, my honey, my manatee is going to have thoughts. Scheduled sex.
I heard you listening to a podcast from one of our idols, Mrs. Esther Perel, or how do you say
it? Esther Perel.
Esther Perel.
She is a couples therapy genius of the world.
And I heard the term maintenance sex and cringed a little bit.
Oh, maintenance sex. Okay.
I love that term.
There was no implication that this was, like, you're right. I see how that's what we need to probably dig into first is the connotation. Because scheduled is that American, we're busy. It is something that needs to be checked off a list.
Tuesday night, we get down.
Yes. And then maintenance, I feel, might open us up to I'm feeling really disconnected. And so I'm going to perhaps put on a little extra effort, put on a little something slutty, and make sure I'm checking in.
I don't hate the term maintenance sex because I think it's important to make the extra effort for that connection and that bond. However, scheduled sex and maintenance sex need to be different because if you have scheduled maintenance sex, I think there's a problem.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a whole nother podcast.
Exactly.
Perhaps. But looking at, so your sentiments at this particular case where she's pumped, there is no lack of imagination in this woman, which I love, but she doesn't have, I'm sure there are nights when it's like, you've got to be joking. You would not believe the day I've had, but yeah, what's your take on there?
I don't love it, and I'll tell you why. And it's based in personal experience.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we don't have... Okay, not me. I love it. I was did we do that for a blip? No.
In a past relationship.
Okay.
That was something that me and my significant other at the time did, is we scheduled a day for sex. We were both really busy professionals.
Was it kind of warm and soft and sexy, at least in the pseudo? Okay. We're obviously not getting this done.
It sort of came about of like, man, when was the last time?
Oh.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Not good. And so we wanted to make it a priority.
Hold
that was
on.
The nice
was
connection.
Your response instant? You're like, 3 weeks ago Thursday.
17 and a half days. All right.
So,
no,
but it had been a minute.
It had been a minute. And so the conversation actually went really well and made me feel good.
Right.
So we pick a day of the week. I'm pumped. I'm trimmed up. I am good
hydrated.
Manscaped. I'm ready. I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Transition from here to there. Like, I'm like, what rooms? Like, I'm pumped.
Okay.
And that day rolls around and she's like, you know what? I know that we talked about it, but I'm exhausted. I don't have it in me. And so as a guy,
deflating,
just advice to every guy ever. No is no. It means no. That doesn't right. mean prompt. It doesn't mean, hey, we had an agreement, so I'm going to pressure you now. It means that's the end. And that's the way I feel about it. So I wasn't.
Correct.
I wasn't,
and I appreciate you. I did not. And I appreciate the respect level that's true. No means no, but also means my night is ruined. And do I pout in front of you? Or because that's a tricky. Did she offer a compromise? Were there a couple like, how about we shower together? I don't know, some other reschedule? Rain check. Check sex. Now that's tricky.
I think the rain check was the move because, again, if you're exhausted and not feeling it, maybe not feeling sexy, you're not going to want to take a shower or participate in any other
that
actions.
That kind of is a little bit of a tease, I suppose.
Yeah, like that wasn't what's going to happen. But basically the punchline of the story is, all right, I got to be okay with that. And yeah, I was a pouty little titty baby on my own. Yeah. So now we get around to week two.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
I'm going to go.
We'll just go to bed and I'll sneak away after you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Something along those lines. Week two rolls around.
There was not a tomorrow.
No. Again, we're busy individuals. Yes. This is probably, I think I had two jobs at the time. And
right. Hustling.
Her job was extensive. So then week two rolls around, same scenario. I'm pumped. I've done even more work. Everything's looking fantastic. I've done my push-ups. I've done my sit-ups. I'm excited.
Can I ask? I'm gonna. Did you, I understand busy, but were there, since we're in the age of like text messaging, were there little foreplay, little notes of very much looking forward to tonight? Was there any reminder, subtle, not so subtle reminders throughout the day of it's about to go down?
Nope.
Okay.
That would have been beneficial for sure. And I can see that. But week one cancellation had me sort of in a situation where I was already on broken glass, tipping on my tippy toes. So week two, same thing happens.
Oh.
Yep. And I'm pretty crushed yet again.
That brings us to week 19. If you're still counting from the get, which I was, bless your heart. But that feels, and there's no conversation, because that's the heartbreaking part for me, is because you trained me in this, but we force each other to talk about everything.
Yes.
And that is what we're advocating for, because it does work. But that sucks. So there was no dip of like, man, something's off. This isn't great. I know it's not great.
Something was definitely off. Thus, the relationship is no more. However, by the time week three rolled around, I didn't even have the courage to approach it.
It just was
I had gotten my two no's. Like, I wasn't going to strike out. And that's how it felt. Was like, if I get a third no, it's like, we're never having sex again.
Don't even want to attempt it.
Unfortunately, my actions kind of did that anyway, where, you know, obviously this plan is not working. And so when you ask me about scheduled sex, I immediately tighten up. And it's based on my own experiences. And I'm sure that there's some pluses and some positive to it, but it's hard for me to see outside of my own scope.
And it's, yes, fair. And coming from that personal experience, I think is so huge, because I took it immediately as like, oh, possible addition. Like there's... You know, freedom that comes with structure. Sounds crazy, but I think there's probably some parents out there that believe that like having that structure allows for larger gaps where that might be a possibility.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was just an opportunity for like, ooh, if I knew that on the 13th of every month, it was just... cuckoo ca-choo, because maybe there is enough spontaneity and natural flow, because you and I are busy, but we are sometimes the least graceful humans. We're capable of a seductive nod of like, hey, I'm kind of feeling your flow tonight, but it's
warm for your form,
but it's usually a little bit more like And I think maybe it's because of your past that you're like, what are my odds? Just give it to me straight right now. And I'm like, all right, pretty good. And so I think that's really, So I thought that, yeah, scheduled sex might be cool as an approach, but I was like, oh, he's going to find that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Absolutely. Because I think scheduled as like a ritual, then it is this, you have an opportunity where a ritual being something that is routine, it's something that is set on to a calendar, but it also has that creativity and there's an intentionality to it.
Okay.
Like scheduling it says, I value that part of our relationship.
Okay.
And so I'm making
so here's,
sure you know it's a priority.
I don't want you to get me wrong because I see the value. I really do. But my mind can't get away from if you are not feeling attractive, if you're not in the mood and that day rolls around, are you just going to force yourself to do it?
Excellent, excellent question. I think the odds of me being in the mood, mentally ready for, ready like as though I'm like, gotta get my gear. Like, yeah, mentally
everything's charged up. Everything's
charged up. Yeah, I'm in the zone. And so gotta get just stretched out. Good God. But no, I think
sorry, family.
With that preparation, I am able to, because I know like I need to switch off. My brain be busy.
Yeah.
And being out of my body during sex, guilty as charged. Like I would be lying to you if I'm like, oh yeah, I'm completely in that moment. There are so many plans and lists and things going on, and that's not fair. I would prefer
hurts a touch.
I stand absolutely sorry about
little,
that.
Little stink.
You always bring me back. Don't worry about it. But I think that yeah, having the opportunity to prepare myself for like I'm excited. I'm getting in the mood. I'm looking forward to. I'm letting my imagination push some boundaries. I might even be tempted to be like, hey, what do you think about yada, yada? That's getting an back. Unfair yada, yada. I'll owe you one. But in a yada, yada on Tuesday night, like being able to be more adventurous.
It encourages you to explore maybe some of those fantasies like we talked about in the previous episode in season one.
And maybe makes it safer to approach because you have this day where it's not like, not only am I asking for you to perform in some A-game, let's bring in some awkward, weird shit that's new.
Okay.
And so, like, I think that knowing, like, hey, we're going to already be in this beautiful, vulnerable, intimate space together. What if for fun, this time we tried, or what if we went to, you know.
Not going to throw out any examples.
Went off campus.
Went off campus. I like that.
Yeah. And so I think there's, I get more, I'm more likely to be mentally in my own body. With that.
So it's impossible with our dynamic as a male, female, hetero, typical relationship.
The worst thing about it is that we're white, heteronormative.
I know.
But we have a love. We have other skills.
Do you think that gender comes into this? Like as a female, what you're saying makes complete sense. And I will give you that check mark next to that question. My first, I don't know about that. I love what you had to say. That was really well put and intriguing. It made me like, oh, okay, I see that. But at the same time, if the roles were reversed, like when I'm thinking about that, I'm not sure as a guy that's exactly the way my mind's going to work.
Meaning that you wouldn't kind of play out, you wouldn't toy with the imagination side as much?
No, I would definitely want
to. Or you'd be like, I just need the 30 seconds and I'm here.
No, that's not what I mean exactly. I guess what I'm saying is the anticipation, that's something I know you thrive on. That's something that I know sort of gets you going. I don't function exactly the same way. I'm more of a spontaneity. I like the spontaneous, you know, you pass by not wearing much and game on. So I don't worry about that, but that's not exactly how my mind and how I think maybe other guys, and I don't know, but I'm not sure guys function the same way where I think it might take away a little of the awesome spontaneity, whatever.
I like spontaneity because it's kind of new.
I'm blaming all the gook in my nose still. But does that make any kind of sense? Like,
I think that there's truth for sure. Yes, there's probably some generalizations about gender that I think, because yes, there is some, I mean, I can paint a picture and have, this could play out in a multitude of ways. And when you're going Tuesday, yes. You know, and that's kind of, that's all the glow that you needed. And so I think there is probably some difference there, but I also think there's power in teaching you my ways, you know, of, you know, if I were, if Tuesday's the schedule night, on Sunday, if I plant some sultry seeds, that works in my favor.
But
and
that I may would want you then.
True.
And so that was sort of question number two.
But again, great.
1A, 1B of that question, you still incorporate some spontaneity
yeah.
into your sex life, right? It's not, that would be my other concern is now we only have sex on Tuesday.
I think, yeah, you're right. There could be, and maybe, yeah, there is, you need to be honest with yourself, I think, in the conversation of why having it, where I was coming at, ooh, that could be kind of fun just to know. And it does say from, if you have like one night a week, could be, it's not the same every week where you're just like, oh man, we just kind of veg or check out. And it would be really fun to turn that into, let's play a little game kind of an evening.
Okay.
And so I would, if there was for one partner, a struggle in the sexual avenue of their relationship, in that portion of their relationship.
Not as much libido as the other person.
Yeah. If there's one party's got a complaint, I do think that I would love to kind of destigmatize the fact that scheduled sex is just a to-do list. Make sure you bone. Because I think that like couples therapists would argue that this can lead to greater growth in what the Esther Perel. So I'm not, you know, saying that. But I do think that it has to be, yeah, the benefits there for both. Because you don't want to take away the zhuzh. But if you're like, something's better than nothing, or, and you know, whatever finding that balance might look like.
Right. So I feel like it's a very situational thing. But I also think it's great that we're talking about it. Because to successfully execute a sex schedule, I think it takes immense communication. And that would lead to concern number three. Is if you're not getting busy already,
who wants to talk about
it? It probably means you're not communicating very well. And so I don't know. I'm going to keep poking holes, but I'm hoping you're going to convince me, because I just am not sold on this. It has too many flaws, in my opinion. Because like the other thing I think about is, all right, Tuesday night's our night to bone, to get down.
Okay. That's so intense.
Sorry.
Yeah, I like it.
You got me all worked up. If we have sex on Monday, does that take it off the table? Like, it feels like a scorecard.
Ooh.
It really does.
And I do think that you're right, that level of communication, because one would hope that not necessarily, but at the same time, you do want some sort of organic flow of life. Like, oh man, that happened last night, where if you both can be in agreement that, like, let's hold hands and watch a movie.
Right.
You know, and it sounds like we have all this like magnificent free time. So if you're like working it in, if it's hard to find time, I am super pro finding a way to be like, I miss you. Like, this is all about like looking in the eyes and taking ownership of your side. This is not a blame game of we aren't screwing. Who's at fault? Like, this is, I miss us. And like, I give a shit about this relationship and I don't want to be distracted.
Again, another check mark. That's a really strong point. I also think that I struggle a little bit with the concept as a guy where the way my brain is wired is I'm so physically attracted to you.
Thank you.
That it's really easy to get me going. And I feel disadvantaged as a male. Because, like, me shaking my bits around at you doesn't usually get you rolling, but flip it around and it works. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't have a lot of game to create the opportunities. And so you'd think that would be in my favor, but
that feels intimidating
and
not in your favor?
It feels like I have a disadvantage where it almost feels like I'm conceding to the fact that I can't turn you on.
Oh, so it feels like an insecurity.
Yeah, there's some insecurity in that. Of like, if we have to schedule sex, it means you're not attracted to me. I don't know how to turn you on. That's how it feels in my mind. And again, I know that it comes from preconceived notions and past relationships, but I would imagine in this conversation, there's a lot of listeners that might be feeling that same way.
And so that's like, the thing is, you do know how to turn me on. It's the anticipation, not jiggling your bits at me. Like, that's the thing is, you do know. And you are looking for, and I understand that that's hard to, or pun not intended. not jiggle bits, but that's difficult, you know, to not have that turn. And sometimes I am so, again, lost in my own mind that I am unintentionally disrespectful to your delicious, delicious bod. And so that is, that's really... I'm so sorry, but I just know that I have broken your heart. And you're like, put it all out there. I put down one solitary rose petal and you didn't pick up on it. And so I think that, yeah, for me, it is that anticipation. And so you're literally giving one little seed, one little, like a sexual touch, a kiss on the neck from behind or like something that says, and then, you know, come find me. Works a lot better than jiggling bits.
I know that. And it's funny. You're tricky. Girls are tricky. the things that do turn you on are like, oh my God, a pipe exploded, but I fixed it. And you're like, ugh. You know, like it's.
Yep.
And guess what I'm thinking about after cleaning up all the shit that went everywhere in our house because a pipe exploded? I'm not thinking about sex. I'm covered in doo-doo. You know, like, and that's a terrible example, but
that
you get my point.
It was a unique one, but I'm with you.
It's like when I'm outside chopping wood and I'm sitting there cursing.
And you're like, everything hurts.
I hate this.
I'm sweaty. I got a splinter in my ear.
And you're like, ooh, lumberjack. And I'm like, no.
So it's tricky. And so that's exactly it. What are the odds? Again, pro having a scheduled time of two people being in the right mood with the right, I'm not too bloaty, I'm not too tired, all those shenanigans. Uh-huh. What are the odds of that being the time?
This episode of Let's Dig Into That is sponsored by...
Have you tried everything? Done the Nakey Dance? Jiggled your bits and she's still not into it? Is your relationship suffering from shit timing or a lack of sexual rhythm? If you're tired of being turned down and embarking on yet another spiral of insecurity, avoid the embarrassment of rejection with Sex in the Sky. Sex in the Sky is a bat signal for your intercourse desire, a high beam for horn dogs projected into the sky. For a low, low price of $39.95 per month, your custom cry for tender, tender loving can be affixed to your roof, shingles, or metal, and with the flip of a switch, your personalized plea is projected into the stratosphere. Let her know you're rock hard, and trust us, she'll find you when she's finally in the mood. Avoid the discomfort of the shutdown and get Sex in the Sky today. Not available in the continental United States or anywhere else. Not a real product.
Well, I guess you're right. I mean, it's pretty unlikely for two people to be turned on at the same time. I'll give you that.
Timing.
I'll give you that for sure. However, like, I don't feel like the solution to that is to schedule it. I feel like what should happen is I should have more tools in my arsenal. I should know more about the things that get you going. Does that make sense? Like, I don't really see the value in the schedule. Well, I do see the value, but I would rather have...
You see alternate avenues.
I would rather have the ability to really get you there on my own without having to have a schedule. Because a schedule, from not only past experience, but like the way it makes me feel emotionally as a man is not good.
It's not great. Avoiding, not great.
Yeah, it makes me feel like you have to put in the effort. It's like, remember one time I wrote in my planner, date night with Jordan?
And I had a minor conniption.
Yeah. Remember how that went?
It didn't go well.
You have to remind yourself to take me on
a
date?
Too soon, bro.
You have to schedule sex to want to be with me?
Didn't say that. Again, trying to bring the ritual of, wouldn't it be amazing if you knew on the first of the month or every full moon, what if that was our schedule? If I told you sexy time every full moon.
Downloading a moon app. Tell you that much.
See, that motivated you. But I think, how freaking lucky am I? Because you did the coolest thing, which is, I want to say, nope, we aren't at this point of that's our next move is coming up with a schedule. You want to take a step back and be like, I'm obviously missing something.
Yes.
I want to do better here. And then think about that as a possible solution over my dead body. But you, like, that's freaking, like, I fucking love you. Like, that's really amazing because I think, again, it's so different for all of us, and who takes the time to care where I should know about you. There are differences in what you want and love and desire, and like that, not all of that has to be in the bedroom.
Right.
Like, again, and that's, we aren't even chatting about, like, is this, you know, reflective or representative of the relationship as a whole? I'd argue no.
Yeah.
But I think this is a really fun spot to do better.
Yes.
You know? And so how amazing that you're like, let's step on back. Because I could do better too. Talk about a cop out. All I do is take my top off. That's it's more of a yeah, it's a breeze by tush. Like, oh, did I actually see that?
Yeah.
It's like a wisp, a faint whisper. And
yeah.
So that's way too easy. There should be more depth to, and how exciting to have the opportunity to get to know that about one another.
Right. Then there's a level of intimacy there, but I think you hit a key word, desire.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're talking about. And when you break down the two sides of this argument, that's what I think the punchline is. Scheduling sex makes me feel undesired. Scheduling sex could possibly make you feel more desired because mm-hmm. you have that anticipation leading
up to
it.
That intentionality and anticipation. Like, I would like to pretend that he's thinking about it all day and he's got me on his mind and yada yada. That's a little dramatic, but, you know.
Yeah.
And so that I think the excitement level that comes from those pieces, the intentionality, anticipation pieces, is really hot. And so for me, desire and sex don't, like, sometimes sex is sex, and sometimes, yeah, what we want to get back into, you're saying, is like, let's bring it on home so we don't forget to include that level of intimacy.
Exactly. The desire and intimacy change in the perspective of the conversation, and it would take some strong effort on your part mm-hmm. and some fun planning. Like, it could be really fun. And I don't want to just be the hater on this concept because I do see some value in it. I think it would be really fun to, you know, oh my gosh, Tuesday's coming up. Maybe she's throwing on that lingerie from our wedding, you know, like something mm-hmm. like that. I love that because there's like, you're adding dimensions to your love life. There's a lot of positives there. I completely agree with it. And I would be thinking about that kind of thing. I would have that same anticipation.
Mm-hmm. See,
can I lean all the way into it?
See, I feel that brought up, like, I had a weird reaction to, man, holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, the pressure of that, I think, is more terrifying of like, oh man, like where it's almost, that's a little risky of going through the motions, perhaps, of like, I've done all of this to prep and the birthday and the presents and the things and the surprise and the friends and like, And so if we are disconnected, or maybe not disconnected, but if we are not necessarily in a perfect rhythm in that department, I would take those occasions very seriously.
Okay.
As like, oh, damn. Like, gotta make it weird for his birthday.
It's funny that you said like big events like that. It made me think about dating. Because mm-hmm. like, I don't know how your dating life went, but when you were single and you were going to be taking someone that you've been seeing regularly out, did you anticipate that you'd have
sex? We've been dating yes.
This isn't a first date. This is like someone that you're dating.
Absolutely, that I'd be like, I'm working all day, and then tonight I know what I'm wearing. I know what I'm going to order. Yeah, and we are so going to make out, and absolutely.
Okay, so that's kind of like scheduled sex.
Yes, exactly, because we weren't living together. It's exactly like that is right.
Huh.
And so it was that. And, you know, that is where same situation applies, where you're like, man, he's trying to, you know, woo you. And then you're like, man, that bolognese with the lasagna chaser, like, bets are off. Guess it's, you know, oh, do people still watch Comedy Central? I hope so.
I think the Daily Show's
something about like a carb coma makes me like miss Comedy Central.
Oh, it's Beats.
Yeah.
Portlandia.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, that would be Beets.
Have you eaten Beets?
Have you eaten Beets?
Beet salad. But I think the pressure would be so much less around those holidays that if we had a ritual happy, you know, fulfilling schedule, that if that day came and it was both like, yeah, whipped, can we hold hands?
So is this scenario of scheduled sex, and again, we're not really talking about incorporating it, but I would.
We aren't taking a side necessarily, but I think it's good to be able to talk about it. Yes, yes, and I appreciate that. That helps a lot.
Once a week. Yeah. Is it once a week, twice a week? Because, like, again, the big concern is, like, if we have a sex night, do we have any other sex?
Does it have to be? I don't think that's a scorekeeping, Mr. No Scorekeep.
Yeah.
You know, where I don't have a clue what my current status is. But I think you kind of know when it's, oh, man, very fulfilling and rich, or, oh, man, dry, stale, yes. Stalemate.
Okay. So that's more situational. And I think that a lot of this is, you know, this might be a good tool for certain times in your relationship. And I would almost like, if anyone's thinking about implementing a schedule for your sex life, make sure it has a time frame. How long are we going to do this? Kind of going back to my negative experience with it. I gave up on week three because I was like, yeah, this isn't it. And I think part of the conversation, if you're going to implement this into your life, like, talk about how long. Like, is this a forever commitment?
Well,
like,
yeah, because...
Or is this to get us out of a rut, and then we'll hopefully have more regular sex?
Yes, I encourage thee, because I feel like I am so prepared to, like, frame this in such a positive, motivating way, because you make it sound like it is very similar to, like, we need to start couples counseling on the wrong foot. Like, where you're like, how long do we have to do this? And you're like, till the season's over. You're playing on the team. We paid good money for that uniform.
You made a commitment.
Yeah, and so for me, it's like, how fun would it be if we tried, you know, to spice things up every, God bless these freaking Tuesdays we're taking to the bank here, and then see where it goes from there, where... Not in my mind, but if I knew there was a stage of one of we're traveling a lot and apart a lot, or the busy holidays or something like that, it could be great. Again, showing that I give a shit intentionality of I want to make sure you know you are a priority during this time. I'm thinking about 10 million other things.
Right.
And so I'm going to put a big old red heart on my calendar for I want to make sure, because, yeah, it should not be. I mean, it shouldn't. It is a little bit of a perhaps at times, like, this is our cry for help, our next move to try to break into the next space, but trying to hopefully say this is opening a new door. And on that, like, it's going to be awkward. The whole conversation's awkward. But in trying this, you also open up the door to being able to have the awkward conversations.
Absolutely.
That you can let that be. It brings up where you can implement those ideas, those fantasies. Words that you'd love to be, you know, how amazing it is. Like, I'd really love it if you called me whatever, peach cobbler. And like, ooh, you know what I do love? I like it when he says manapua. I think it's manapua. A dumpling in Hawaii. And I think I am like a little dumpling.
It is a kalua pork filled little ball of deliciousness.
That feels right. My little manapua. Yeah. And so I think if you were able to be like, this bites right now, I want to make it better. I miss us, again, saying I give a shit. I'm vested.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do. And again, like, on the awkwardness, I'm like, it's just nice to be like, you know what? It's there, but like, it's only for a moment. And because we're in this together.
See, awkward's such a weird word. None of this feels awkward to me. And it wouldn't feel awkward in the moment. And so you've convinced me a little bit, but I think just guy brain perspective switch, instead of calling it scheduled sex or we have a sex night, if you called it like spicy Saturday and we were going to do something a little different than we normally do, that
all
changes,
about that word choice,
that changes the whole perspective for me, where it's like, oh no, on Saturdays we do the things.
We do the things. Yes.
We don't just make love. We do the things.
Yeah.
And so that definitely has me more intrigued on the concept, for sure.
Spicy
and
sex Saturdays. I'm with you. Yeah.
Very easy reframe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that definitely changes my thought process on it.
Wouldn't it be great if I just confess that I'm like, little does he know, for the past 6 months, every Tuesday, I scurry in the buff And we've been, I'm like, oh shit, it's Tuesday. I got to take my clothes off in front of my husband. No, I'm just teasing. But no, I think there is.
Secrets out.
Yep.
Just blew it.
What? Yeah.
Coming home late on Tuesdays.
Yeah. But I think there you go. Nah. If you had the approach of like the spicy side of, hey.
Yeah.
What if, and that does like, as opposed to just one night, I think there's something exciting about, you know what, it's birthday month. Maybe start it there and be like, what if, you know.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Remaining open and curious. Because I was so excited for my girl's night with her man. And then I was like, oh, JT would not enjoy. So I'm so grateful that you, had a response. You always do.
I do always have a response. And I what a wonderful lesson that our listeners got to hear of. It really just took that little reframe for me to sort of put it in a different category than the quote unquote trauma I've experienced in the past. And again, you can frame anything in a perspective that could maybe change someone's mind, but it takes the communication. So I'm going to go back to sort of my first point of like, if you're going to implement some kind of spicy Saturday or a sex night to improve your connection, that's what the goal is you want to be maybe have a better sex life or just improve that connection. The communication aspect, you really need to talk it out a little bit where, and I would definitely frame it pretty sexy, ladies. If you're bringing this to your guy, like, go the spicy route.
And regardless of gender, but what if it is on the maintenance one, like, side of things? What you have to come to the table with, okay, like, there is a void. Like, I'm missing something. There's a deficiency in my need.
Yeah.
And so how do you... I mean, all I can think is I remind myself of no blame. Like, I have to take full ownership, and that's where it is. Like, get solution focused. What can we do? But if my drive isn't there, I also, would I be playing in my mind, well, he's thinking about it. He knows we're not having sex. Like, he's going to want to step out or look for, you know, like, we have to talk about it to avoid that moment. And I'm not against maintenance sex. There are times I will confess right to your face that I am like pseudo in the mood, but it is a really good freaking plan. There is chemical, biological reactions that it is not a, I'm saying I'm lying to myself.
No, and I don't take offense to that either, because I know the level of connection that I require is not maybe the norm for everyone. And that
I will say probably maybe.
And so that's a very easy, lovely, intimate way to reestablish and regain some connection there. And so I guess I could get behind the idea of maintenance sex a little bit as well. But I know your dynamics, know your relationship, you know.
This if you both think this is stupid, move on. Sorry to have wasted your time. But yeah, I think there's power in connecting. And I think what was most impactful for me is the being intrigued, being legit interested in what pleasure, what desire, what want, what, you know, fantasy, what other words have we been like? Our love is, how is love tied up in that? Because again, you fixing a pipe, that works for me.
Right.
And if I know we have a bit of a, it's been a stretch, I've been gone or whatever, like I know that that is something that makes your heart feel
right,
more in tune.
It's beyond a physical connection. It's an emotional connection. And that's an important realization to have. And that's one of the things that scares me of the scheduled sort of sex night of it feels like you're forcing that connection too. But you've done such a great job framing it of, this could be an opportunity to explore, try new things, and connect in new ways, as opposed to the same way we always connect. That's what sold me.
Yeah, the imagination. Like, and if you can, in some way, in the possibility of reframing and having this discussion as a couple, make that the, like, if there's a chance to grab onto a little bit of that excitement of, yeah, I want you. And, we need to remind each other of that. Some say it out loud.
Absolutely. And your sex life is a big part of your relationship. And it's something that isn't always discussed this openly. And again, we haven't used any terms or been all that gross either. But just having the conversation And if it's a schedule that comes from it, like, that's a positive thing because you're moving in the right direction to improving your sex life.
If we were having a chat and I was like, what if we tried making the loves every Saturday, had spicy Saturdays, and I thought I invented this, like, and I revolutionized, revitalized our sex life, I would be telling everybody. I mean, I think that there would be such, yeah, maybe. I truly think there's something there that in spicy Saturdays, you've got me tempted with. Yeah. And I think even if it is just a once a month and you see how that feels to go from where you're, then you aren't threatening perhaps that spontaneity but you do know, oh my God, then don't forget, like, put her, ask Jordan on a date in your planner. Sex night reminder. God, where are the good skivvies?
It's just funny that you got on my case about the planner, and then you're like, let's schedule our sex life. Yeah. And I'm like, what now?
The contradictions roll deep with this one. That is true.
Your mind moves fast.
It does. Yeah. And I'm trying to get back in this body. Yeah. I'm trying. Well, thank you for letting me poke the bear.
Thanks for getting me a little riled up. I think it leads to a better conversation. I'm JT, everybody.
And I'm Jordan. Until next time.
Be brave, beautiful friends.